there's this whole thing that's been going on in Broadway for years, this whole like spate of Broadway shows where it's jukebox musicals and they all do really, really well. There's been a whole series of them. And if you don't know what a jukebox musical is, it's basically, it's exactly what it sounds like. It's a jukebox. It's like, it's almost like playing a jukebox, which like back in the day was just, you put money in and it just plays record after record. Mm-hmm. So they do that, for different, hang on, let me get a couple of
like
them up here.
Rock of the Nation. You go see that show and they play rock music.
Yes. Okay. They had one recently called Ain't Too Proud. It was the Life and Times, the Temptations. Mm-hmm. So it was all Temptation music. You know, there was one called Tina, the Tina Turner musical. It was all Tina Turner music. American Idiot is a good example. That was all Green Day music. Remember American Idiot was on Broadway. That was a big deal. So there've been a lot of jukebox musicals that have done very, very well. So if you're going to invest in something, that's a good thing to invest in.
Mm-hmm.
Cut to the news today. There is a jukebox musical in the works. It was supposed to launch before the pandemic in Chicago, but now obviously because of the pandemic, it couldn't. It is launching in Washington, D.C., in November. It is the Britney Spears jukebox musical.
Nice.
Yeah, I feel like it's been a while. Like, this is one of the ones that I could see why they would do it. You know, she had the whole residency in Las Vegas for a long time, sold out like crazy. So people that didn't know they liked Britney Spears now love Britney Spears. Fans who love Britney Spears still love Britney Spears. Mm-hmm. She has enough music to make a musical out of.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say Paris Hilton musical of all of her song. You know, that. So at least you pick somebody with hits. She can carry an hour show with just her hits.
Right. It's not her. It's like, it's a storyline.
The music of her.
Right. So they do different storylines. Sometimes they do like the history of like the, like I saw the Tina Turner one. It was basically the story of her life and how she became famous, and she'd break out into song and they were all her hit songs. So you knew every song in it. There was nothing new written for the musical. It was great. It was all familiar music. This one is going to be called Once Upon a One More Time.
Okay.
As in, hit me, baby, one more time.
Right.
Okay. The reason why it's called Once Upon a One More Time is because, here's the description. Cinderella, Snow White, Little Mermaid, and other classic storybook characters gather around for a book club when a rogue fairy godmother grants their wish for a new story by dropping the feminine mystique into their laps. The arrival of this new music spurs a royal revelation, and it's basically like, then suddenly it's all the Britney Spears music. Mm. They already have the rights to Oops, I Did It Again, Lucky, Toxic, and Circus. So we know those songs will definitely be in it.
So only four songs. They didn't get Baby One More Time.
Oh, no. They got, what I'm saying, those are the ones that I just told you about.
Okay.
It says and more. So it'll be, they have to fill up a whole musical. They got to fill up 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure it'll be Baby One More Time because the name of the musical is Once Upon a One More Time.
So are they going to do like I Love Rock and Roll since she did that song as a cover?
Maybe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, maybe. So the two interesting things about it. So a lot of these musicals, before they hit Broadway, they open somewhere else, like Boston, Chicago. This one is opening in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. But the more interesting thing is who's producing it. The Royal Shakespeare Company.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
What do they know about Britney Spears?
Thank you. That's what I said.
They don't know anything about Britney Spears. That doesn't
They know about money. They know about Broadway. I think what happened was the Royal Shakespeare Company, like many other people over the past couple of months or so, 14 months in that industry, are not making any money. And somebody gave them the opportunity and said, you guys want to produce this? And, all right, sure. Why not? They do produce wacky stuff. Like I had gone to in Oregon, the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, very famous. I'd gone there 1 year with my boyfriend and you see Shakespeare plays, but then there's like a modern play that they throw in there, something that's not Shakespeare.
Mm-hmm.
So they do these like one-offs once in a while, something creative, something wacky, something you've never seen before. So I think they're embracing that because they need money. They're not bringing people back into seats with Hamlet.
but in Washington, is that a big place that's known for their shows?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like the Source Theater. Yeah, there's some big theaters. And well, that's the whole point. So D.C., Chicago, and Boston, there's three very famous theaters there where shows start out before they head to Broadway.
Oh, okay.
I mean, there's actually the show that I invested in, Be More Chill, that started out in Jersey, on the Jersey Shore,
mm-hmm.
before it ended up in New York.
So they try it out in these cities, and if it's good, then it moves to Broadway.
Exactly. They work out the kinks. Yeah, because, you know, they're not going to have Britney Spears, so they have to get a Britney Spears alike.
Mm-hmm.
And she's, you know, she needs to be as good as Britney.
And they don't know until they put it out there. So it might not come to Broadway.
Right. It might not.
It might die in a vine.
Right. So hopefully it'll be great. Hopefully it'll be a really creative idea, but you never know. I mean, sometimes these ideas are really schmaltzy. Like the songs are good, but the way they put it together is stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Like Moulin Rouge, I didn't see it on Broadway, but it was all like the music of Katy Perry and Lady Gaga. And, you know, they used a lot of pop music in Moulin Rouge.
And how did that do?
People hated it.
They hated it. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think, when I think of things like that, I think of Spider-Man, that was probably horrible. And
oh, that was awful. No, okay, yeah. Not only did I have to go see it, when I was, the radio station I was working at in New York, we were part of it. We were part of their promotion team. Yeah. So not only did we have to do it, we had to go on stage at one point.
I hear things like that, and I know how horrible some Broadway plays are and how they do it. So I can imagine a guy standing in the middle of the stage going, I got bit by a spider. And then everybody else singing. And it's just,
it was worse. It was Bono music.
No, Bono wrote the I've been bitten by a spider one.
Right.
And now exactly. I have to save Mary Jane. Oh, God, yeah. It's horrible.
It was god awful. Yeah, it was hard to watch. And the hardest thing is every time we went, there was nobody in the seats.
Mm. So nobody even went. Even though it was Spider-Man, which makes a bunch of money, it's Marvel, and it was Bono music, which usually makes a bunch of money.
Right, you would think. Yeah, so there was a lot of jokes because it was called Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark.
Mm-hmm.
So people were like, Spider-Man Turn Off the Lights, Spider-Man. You know, it was every joke you can think of in every single paper, because it was such a bomb. You know, they came up with every single pun you could think of. But it was tough because we would have, like, we'd bring listeners in, we'd put them in the seats, and we'd say, don't leave during intermission.
No, no.
And they would.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Can you? Oh, yeah, I guess you could leave during intermission.
People do it all the time.
Oh, do they?
If you're a critic, you can't. If you're a producer or a critic, you have to stay till the bitter end. But if you bought a ticket,
or if you want a ticket,
or if you want a ticket, you could do whatever you want. Yeah,
right. Okay, I'm out of here, gone, thanks.
Right. Yeah, a lot of people would leave. They'd be like, oh, you know what, the babysitter, this is costing me money.
But you can't leave while they're singing, right? They shut the doors.
No, of course you can't.
You can't?
No, you can't get up.
Okay.
No, unless you're dying or something's happening to you, you can't get up. No, intermission. You can leave during intermission.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's why a lot of shows now don't have intermissions.
Oh, because they don't want you to leave.
Yeah, they want you, like, you're a captive audience. There's 90 minutes. It'll say, you'll come and sit down, and they'll hand you something that says, 90 minutes, no intermission.
Pee now.